You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Experiencing Dementia by H. Norman Wright. This book is read by Tom Parks. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group. Originally published in English as Experiencing Dementia, copyright 2017, by H. Norman Wright, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Psalm 71, verse 1. Introduction. I have lived the life of a caregiver. At the time, I'm not sure I realized that was my reality. In fact, I have been responsible for several individuals in this way. You may be at a place where it dawns upon you that you've either become a caregiver or you are facing that prospect in the immediate and ongoing future. In my case, my wife and I cared for our profoundly mentally disabled son who was born with brain damage and an improperly formed brain. Matthew died at 22. We also helped care for my mother-in-law for several years as dementia and Alzheimer's took their toll. A few years later, my wife Joyce was afflicted with a brain tumor, and we struggled with it for 4 years until it returned, expanded, and then took her life. As I reflect back over the years of caring for loved ones, in each case it was their brain that was affected. And that is what we are facing in this book, understanding how dementia impacts the brain. Do you avoid using and dislike hearing the sound of the word dementia? When many of us hear it mentioned, we know it's not good news. We would rather avoid it. But what do we really know about it? We need to know as much as we can about this condition in order to truly understand and help those who suffer from it. It is definitely more than one disease. There are different forms of dementia, like meandering streams branching off from a river. They take different paths as they progress that, if we are not knowledgeable about, can throw us off balance. The more you know about the different kinds of dementia, the more you can be of help to your family and friends, so you're aware in advance of the various needs that will arise, as well as what to expect. The more information you have, the more equipped you'll be to handle the progression of this disease and the changes that will occur. The more you know will diminish the amount of surprises and ambushes you will experience. The phrase, "I wish I knew that," can be lessened and even eliminated if you will follow through with the recommended reading in this introductory book. There will be topics in this book to read and discussions with your loved one you would rather not have to experience, but they are necessary. It's important to talk with your loved one as soon as possible about their care as well as their end-of-life concerns. If you are like most of us, you want the best care for your loved one. So it is important that you stay abreast of the latest research, especially on medications and studies that could improve the remaining life of the person. Chapter 1. You're Not Alone. Your calling to take care of a person with dementia will take more than money and help from other family members. It's a giving of yourself as a person, which includes time, energy, commitment, and love. It also means you will enter a new world of continuous loss as you watch someone you love slip away from you, and there is nothing you can really do to stop the process. You will enter a world of upheaval as you watch this disease continue. Add this to all of your other responsibilities, and you may feel as though you're carrying the weight of the world upon your shoulders. As one daughter said, "I feel like I'm doing it all, and there's no relief. Others don't understand," and they may not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?